This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
So, self-control, impulse control, exactly what is it? It's not about living in a state of self-control. It's having enough control that you can manage your arousal level and reduce it if needs be, and pump it up if needs be. That's what I can't do. Yes, when Aaron was welcoming everybody, whoa, what a pew shot. Oh, is everybody like, where are we? Portland. Supposed to rehearse that, yeah. Every hotel looks the same in America. Every airport looks the same. And I've been traveling like three legs sometimes, and I've had to write on my hand each airport that I'm going to, because I'm standing there going, what's this? Because once you're in the airport, it doesn't say where you are. You notice? You don't say, I'm in... So they're not distinctive enough to sort of tell you where they are. So when Aaron was trying to get you going, all of you responded to the cue and ramped it up. Yes? And I was like, God, that's a skill. Yes, any of you doing dog sports, you need to have your dog alert, waiting, and be able to go, and bang, they're there. So my arousal is controlled arousal. When the dogs are doing the behaviors in controlled arousal, there is more pizzazz, it's more attractive to watch, it's more energetic, but they're not losing it. Arousal that is out of control will end up having consequences that you don't want. You're talking. Somebody asked the question yesterday about what do you do if your dog's doing a performance that goes wrong. Well, you just stand there and laugh. I used to do freestyle routines with the Gordon Setters, mostly to promote clicker training, because it's one of the best vehicles for teaching people good clicker training techniques. And Mabel is on the front of many of the books. Mabel is what I would politely call a strong bitch, in both sense. Okay, so we've done all these routines, and she can do all this work, and la-di-da-di-da, the Scottish routine, because the Gordon Setters are Scottish. Yep, and she goes into a bow, and I do all the stuff going around the dog, yada-yada-yada-yada-yada, and then I do this, and she goes around me. No. Oh, okay, try again. No. So she's in the bow, and they're very flexible, so the arse is well up in the air, and somebody in the audience behind her titters. Yes, so she looks at the audience. Do it again. And now the audience is ramping up, yeah? So everything I asked her to do, she didn't do. And she stayed in the bow for a minute and 40 seconds. Okay, so that was the second time she went in the ring. Yep, and from there onwards, she worked her audience, yes? Yeah? So she'd do a behavior, and because she's got long ears, and it was like, spin, it would be like, no, I think I'll go the other way, yeah? And she worked the audience, and it's like, how could you practice that? That was her getting reinforced by the audience reaction. Absolutely dreadful. Ugh. So one never had choreography. I never let her do the bow until the end. Never, ever let her do the bow until the end. And I would leave the ring and she'd stay there, but the audience just go, oh. My audience, I'm coming out when I'm ready. Okie dokie. So we need energy control two ways. You need to be able to take an animal that is low energy and ask it to turn it on. And an animal that has so much energy they can't manage it is going to get into trouble. If you've got Gordon Setters, they hit things. They're like people, you know. Person. Certain breeds have more energy, lack of energy control than others. But that's the same as people, isn't it? You know people that just cannot manage their energy. Yep. So we need energy control because life today with dogs in our society is not open energy, do what you like when you like. Sadly. Okay, so to me there's two or three, if you like, major energy management aspects I want to look at. One is reducing your energy. So I might be doing heel work with the dog and the dog's bouncing, coming up and out of the ground or barking. Yes, he needs to keep energy, but just to be able to contain it under too much loss of behavior. They need to be able to increase energy or release energy, yes? And also have the direction of the energy. Often you want to channel the energy into a particular behavior, not just have the dog being crazy all the time. So for an obedience exercise, he's in the sit, contained energy, and the full exercise, contain it again. So they're switching it on and off, or they're focusing it only on one behavior. So the energy is channeled. Now, I've got two breeds of dogs that are extremes, Gordon Setters, Border Collies. It's a little bit like one is a working dog and one is a fun dog. I love the Gordons being stupid. Yeah. You know, did I reinforce Mabel in the ring for being a twit? Very probably. Yes, I worked her son in freestyle quite a bit later on, and he originally stayed with me because he was going to do customs drugs work. But the customs changed their policy about the dogs when they're off duty. They had a problem with dogs being poisoned. They normally live with the handlers, and they were being poisoned in the back gardens and stuff like that. So they had to stay in secure quarters when they're off duty. Not a life for Gordon Setter. They're not good kennel dogs. Get very depressed quickly. So we took him out of that program, and I thought, oh, he's so bright, I'll do some more freestyle training with him. Really lovely routine, and he didn't work the audience. But then he saw the judges, and he had been trained to do things like climb on containers and luggage belts and search ceiling areas. So he just jumped on the judge's table and worked up and down. Hi, everybody. And they're hanging onto the flowers and the biscuits and the water, and they're all... Oh. What did the audience do? So that was the end of his career, unless I worked right at the far end of the ring from where the judges were. Yep, because... But people remember Kay going in the ring with Arnold. Do you remember Arnold? Yes, I remember Arnold. They remember Arnold. They don't remember the collies, unless they're a collie enthusiast. So there's an appeal to spontaneous behavior. There's a tremendous appeal to being out of control. It's juvenile behavior. And be honest, how many of you accidentally reinforce it? Because that's what you like. Yeah. So it might be what you like. Is it necessarily appropriate for the dog to have it reinforced? You know, when you're clicker training your dog and the dog gets it right and you give that click and you go, good job, are you actually saying to yourself, didn't I do well? Yes, and you actually need to go, yeah, great, smart, thank you. Because your energy, the dog will just reflect it. It's what they're designed to do. If you don't manage your energy, you cannot in any form or shape expect the dog to. Yep, they mimic your energy. If you are looking to ramp the dog up, and you turn it on, which this is a skill here. But if the dog is in an anxious state, it is not going to mimic you. Yes, that's one way it cannot relieve the anxiety by mimicking your energy. But if you are high energy because your dog has just parked its ass on the floor, and, oh, look, all 4 feet on the floor, let's click because it's going, boff! Yep, you think, oh, well, that wasn't very good, was it? You know. But you see what you want to see. You have to ask yourself whether you're accidentally reinforcing what you're trying to train out. Yes, I like the Gordons to be cheeky and naughty. Yep, and I wouldn't tolerate that behavior in the collies. Yep, so I know, I allow the Gordons to be Gordons. I make excuses for the always just being a Gordon.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.